Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into kingdom pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
June is busting out all over today on Kingdom Pursuits. I've always wanted to say that, Christy. Do you? I loved it. Was that Carousel that was in that movie? I'm probably older than everybody, and nobody knows what I'm talking about. But anyway, it's the first day of June, and we got some really cool stuff today for you on Kingdom Pursuits. First off, we have Dr. Kingman. He's a deacon at Grace Baptist Church, but the reason he's with us is because, oh my goodness, Josh McDowell is going to be there tomorrow, June the 2nd. He's going to be at their 9 o'clock service, their 10 o'clock service, and at 6 p.m., and if you'd never heard Josh McDowell, oh my goodness. And Gil, you've been a deacon there for how many years?
Yes, I've been a member there for almost 20 years, and then we rotate on and off the deacon board, so I've been a deacon many times over the last 15 years.
And so Dr. Kingman is a plastic surgeon, so he's going to find our other guest very interesting today. We have Christy McLaughlin, and you may have heard Peter Rosenberger's show. If you're in Charlotte, I forgot the name of his show. It's called, I can't believe my memory has gone like this. But anyway, it's for caregiving, A Hope for the Caregiver. And so Christy has started a new company called Home Rule, and it literally is a revolutionary idea in home health care. And it's really cool how God has taken her on this journey with her own child. And Christy, welcome to Kingdom Pursuits.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you started experiencing some of the downfalls of home health care, and so God gave you a passion to help fix it.
That is definitely the truth. Yeah, my daughter is 11, and so we've been kind of walking the home care route for almost 11 years, and she's medically fragile. She has a trach, a shunt, a G-tube. She has cancerous brain tumors and rods in her back and a genetic disorder, and we've just come across so many families experiencing the same kind of lifestyle, and I think that there's a lot more support that these families really require than what they're actually getting.
Yeah, so we have got a whole lot coming for you on how Christy's had that journey, but also, you know, what God's given her in a way, a solution. And having just gone through that with my own father with the home health care and what goes on with that, I think you're going to find this really, really helpful. I know I am. I'm certainly excited to hear about Josh McDowell. But since it's Kingdom Pursuits, speaking of rule, right, because home rules. So I don't know if you know this, but as long as the imperial system is in place, a ruler will be afoot. Just saying. And I don't know if you ever heard this one, Christy. A rule of grammar you might be familiar with, that double negatives are a no-no. Makes sense.
That's right.
That's right. And the overweight fighter pilot, well, he was grounded for violating the rules of engorgement. That's what happens when you get to and I'd learned this recently. Hitchhiking is not a good rule of thumb. Just saying. Oh, so without end of all those shenanigans, you knew we would actually have a riddle, and we got a really cool prize to give away today. So here's your riddle. You can call in at 866-348-7884. Call in and win. Which biblical monarch shouldn't have been given an inch because he thought he was a ruler? Which biblical monarch shouldn't have been given an inch because he thought he was a ruler? And if you can answer that riddle, Jasper, tell them what they'll win.
Well, Robbie, they will win tickets to see the Winston-Salem. Well,
that's
Robbie.
That's actually key. Yes. And it's a recording, but you can say it yourself there, Jasper.
Yeah, it's a t-shirt giveaway today. Sorry about that. Our music file messed up somehow. Yeah, it's a t-shirt giveaway, Robbie.
We got a t-shirt giveaway. We don't get to hear my music, but yes, we have t-shirts. Actually, I have 3 shirts. And the reason is because I think there's one more than one biblical ruler that shouldn't have been given an inch because he, you know, he thought he was a ruler. So you call us. We would love to give these away. 866 348 888-486-6634-TRUE. So, Dr. Kingman, one of the things I just love to just find out is, you know, how in the world did you meet Jesus? I mean, why? Well, in other words, you wouldn't be a deacon. Josh McDowell would not be in your, you know, repertoire or even knowing who he was if at some point in time God didn't get a hold of you. How did that happen?
Well, I was raised in a Catholic family in New York. And
were you really?
Yes, yes. Born in the Bronx, New York.
How cool.
Grew up on Long Island. And I guess it was somewhere in junior high school, we just kind of stopped attending church. And so church wasn't really a part of my life for many years. I was raised to put other people first and treat people decently. And then it wasn't until I got to Michigan for training in general surgery where I met a nurse at St. Joseph Mercy Hospital named Cheryl. And we started dating, and she went to a Baptist church. And so she talked me into coming with her to a couple of services. And I listened for weeks and months, and it really piqued my interest. It was very different from what I'd heard through Catholicism. And so finally, one day, I went to the chaplain at St. Joseph Mercy, the Catholic hospital, and asked, now, what's really the difference between what we Catholics believe and what these Baptists believe? I mean, we both believe that Jesus died for the sins of the world. So what's our difference? And he said something very profound. He said, well, the Baptists and those people believe that everything we need to know about God is in the Bible, and we Catholics believe that the Bible is important, but that other truths were added later by men, popes, people like that. And I thought that was a strikingly honest answer. And as I thought about it over weeks and months, I thought, well, I know enough about the popes to know that some of them weren't the most righteous people, and why should we believe their decrees and that they were emissaries of God? And so I attended more and more at her Baptist church when I wasn't on call and I could get there. And eventually God grabbed my heart and taught me, not only is this true, not only is the Bible true, but you're a sinner and you need this Savior. So I went forth and got saved. And a year later, we were married, and that started my Christian journey. So I, from the beginning, you can see my conversion was somewhat related to apologetics. And that has really been a passion of mine ever since.
And thus the call for Josh McDonald, who we pointed out at the beginning of the show, is going to be at Grace Baptist Church out there on Peters Creek Parkway on June the 2nd, which is tomorrow, from 9 until 10. But interestingly, if you're in the home healthcare thing right now, Christy, it's hard to get to church because you don't know who's going to take care of your child and all that stuff. So that's a struggle for everybody that's in that role, right?
It is. Usually, it's really common that you can't bring the person that you're caring for out. Now, there are a lot of people who do require caregivers who can actually get out, but the people that we care for, generally speaking, are very medically fragile, children and adults, and they may have trachs, G-tubes, they may have, say, chronic lung disease or be on ventilators, and so, yes, the family, it is, for us personally, it was really challenging because I remember, you know, we went to have a baby, had no idea that anything was going to go wrong, per se. You know, she was our fifth, and we thought, this is exciting, everything's great. And here we ended up in the NICU and the PICU for 4 months and then brought her home with 24/7 nursing care. And within a week.
I hate to jump in there, Christy, you can't hear the music behind you, but the break is coming. And so when we come back, we're going to hear more about home rule, really a revolutionary idea in home health care, as well as more on Josh McDowell coming to Grace Baptist Church tomorrow from 9 to 10. And of course, we have those of you who need a new t-shirt. So you need to dial us at 866-34-TRUTH and tell us which biblical monarch. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. I didn't get to finish my riddle. So by all means, I'm hoping some people win a t-shirt today. You just got to tell us, and don't overthink this. It's pretty easy, really. Which biblical monarch shouldn't have been given an inch because he thought he was a ruler? 866-348-7884 is the number to call in and win a t-shirt. And Christy, you know, I similarly, my dad was, you know, struggling with the end of his life. He passed away on March 9th. But honestly, I feel like if I had understood home health care like I do today, or like I understand what home rule is doing, I think we could have extended his life some, because what you're doing is a matter of life and death for people.
It is every day and every night. I think when a family gets put into the caregiving role, and more people do than what we realize, they suddenly end up taking themselves out of a big portion of their other life. They have to cut down on their work hours. They don't go to church. They're not able to get out and go shopping. They don't see their family, their friends, and they just sort of disappear into this world of caretaking. Now, what that looks like at home varies, but as you well know, it can mean 24/7, not so happy, not so easy, not so clean work. It's hard. You know, there are nights where you can't sleep all night, and then you still have to be up caretaking or working during the day. And there are so many more families around than we realize. And what ends up happening with the staffing agencies as they stand is there's a lot of times they've actually never met you or your child or the person that you are giving care to. A lot of times the staffers haven't, and so they're sending people out, and you don't really have choices. And I know for several years, we could not get a nurse on a Sunday, literally. You know, and we might go four nights, and my husband and I will alternate. And so I meet all these families, and I meet people like you. And last year, what ended up happening was I almost missed one of my children's weddings, my daughter. My son had just gotten married, and then my daughter was going to get married. And the agency said, well, we just don't have anybody. And I was just thinking, are you serious? And basically what ends up happening is, and this is only one little aspect of it, but when the agency says, we don't have a caregiver for you, we don't have a nurse, we don't have a CNA, whatever it is that your loved one requires, it means you don't have one. And so whatever it was that you had planned, whether it was sleeping, working, eating, taking a shower, going out with your adult kids, whatever it is, it's not happening. It's just not happening. And it might sound selfish unless you've actually been in that role. And I think the major challenge is that it is ongoing. Being a caregiver is always ongoing. It's not something like, well, you know, I've got an infant and she's up at night and she's going to grow out of it. It's not like that. It continues, whether you're caring for someone with dementia or kidney disease or, you know, heart failure or, you know, kids with chronic lung disease. We're talking about ongoing. And so I'll just tell you the little story. And it was that my parents were moving from Virginia to Sarasota from the community that I had grown up in. And they had been in this community for 40 years. And so my sisters were going up from Florida, and I wanted to go up there. Now, the agency knew that I was with that the Monday shift had been open for 8 weeks. 8 weeks. But they didn't fill it. And so I finally left my youngest three with my husband, including my daughter with a trach. And I had never done that. And so I'm driving at 5:30 in the morning up 95 in the rain, and thinking about my husband and his long day of making sure that she gets her treatments and her water through her G-tube and that he suctions and he clears and he keeps her lungs clear so that she can breathe and they don't end up calling 911. And, you know, so I'm stewing and I thought something, that there has to be a solution. And I just like God dropped it into my head and I just thought, a portal. What if we had a portal? What if families could choose their own nurses? you know, and it's a big thing because the healthcare industry is highly, highly regulated. And I called a friend in the industry, and she said, well, let me check it out. Let me see if it's legal. Let me see if it's okay. And she got back with me. And so we started on the journey of becoming licensed and accredited and set up this really neat system where families never have to be told no again.
Yeah, that's awesome. And at this point in time, it's basically in the Hickory, Charlotte area. So if you're thinking, you know, unfortunately, Christy, you're going to expand, but at this point in time, it's just in those areas, right?
No, it's actually, we cover 20 counties in western North Carolina. So pretty much we are from Winston-Salem all the way over to Asheville and from north of Boone all the way down to Charlotte. So if you take Hickory and you draw a nice oval, those are the areas that we cover.
And interestingly, Christy, my other guest today is Dr. Kingman, and he's a plastic surgeon by trade. And so as you hear that, Dr. Kingman, you had mentioned during the break that you deal with a lot of home health care issues.
Yes, one of our specialties is wound care. We things that take a long time to heal in these chronically ill patients, pressure sores, the wound alone is not necessarily something to keep them in the hospital. And so home health care is so important that someone is seeing these people and teaching, doing the dressing changes, teaching the family to do the dressing changes, offloading the pressure. There's no pressure sore that will heal while it still has pressure on it. And that's a challenge, because if they get a pressure sore on one side and they get one on the other side, well, you can imagine that gets very, very tricky. So, there's nothing more important for those folks than their home health care.
Yeah, and I didn't have any understanding of myself a year ago what all that entailed. I had no clue. But as I began to get into it, and I saw there are certain people that come out, Christy, that you're like, oh yeah, they really care about, you know, I want that person back. I want that person back. And the next thing you know, they send out another person, and that person, oh my goodness. I mean, don't you realize my dad is 88 years old and you just can't flip him in the bed like that?
Right. I know. It's really challenging when you're watching people. You know that you need help, but you love that person. And I think that there's a fine line between being a caregiver and having people think, oh, they're so selfish, because they talk about, you know, how they're always caregiving. And then you've got the other side where it is always on your heart. It's always on your mind, the care for your loved one. I mean, that's your father, you know, and you want everything the best possible for him in the end of his life. And when you don't have those choices about who is coming out and doing that caregiving for you, you can feel a little bit helpless. And I know I've felt guilty probably more than 1,000 times when I know that there's a particular caregiver coming in who just doesn't gel with my daughter, or she's rough, or she's uncaring, or, you know, and I'm not saying that there's a lot of people out there like that, but when you are the one who's responsible for your loved one, you want a say, you want an opinion, and you want to choose the people. I mean, if you're a mother and you're hiring, say, a caregiver, a babysitter for your kids, you're pretty careful about it, you know? And then where you put your kids in school and who your kids' friends are, and you're so particular about that. So when you're talking about a very chronically ill person, you want them to feel respected and loved and cherished and they still have that relationship going on. One of my favorite things for my daughter is when nurses just chat with her, and I can hear from the other room that, you know, they're conversing and she's having a nice time.
And that's
sounds minor, but it's major.
Oh, it is. It is. And it's the reason that it's home rule. That's the name of your company. It's like, wow, we can kind of take some control back of this situation, and since it's our home and these caregivers are coming in. The idea of having access to the portal, which by, you know, calling Home Rule and all that stuff's at kingdompursuits.com, by the way. You're going to hear more about it on the Truth Network. But by going to Home Rule's website, homerule.net, you know, you're going to find out how to get engaged and those kind of things. But, you know, we got to get a little extra time for Josh in here because, you know, Josh is coming tomorrow. And do you have an idea what he's going to cover?
Sure. At 9 o'clock service, he'll be talking about the deity of Christ. Big question that comes from a lot of people. Well, did Jesus ever really say he was God? Come and hear Josh explain that. 10 a.m. service, he'll be reviewing his testimony and how he basically went from the most, what he calls the most dysfunctional family ever, became an agnostic, had no use for God, and then was challenged one day. Well, if you think this is all made up, why don't you prove it? And he spent 2 years researching, and finally it struck him after he reviewed all the manuscripts and all the evidence compared to other historical ancient writings that there's no reason we shouldn't believe this. This is all really true. And then God got hold of his heart and made some unbelievable changes in his family, which he certainly couldn't have done himself, even the town where he grew up. And then since then, he's been with Campus Crusade for Christ, now CRU, for 50 years. He has spoken to over 25 million people across the world. He has authored or co-authored over 150 books. He's debated on hundreds of college campuses.
If you've never heard him, you know, live and in person right there in front of you, he is literally, and I love good public speaking. You can imagine as a public speaker,
Oh, sure.
He is among the best you will ever hear. He is powerful.
And a regular guy.
Oh, yeah.
Regular guy.
Exactly. So, yeah, tomorrow, if you're in the Winston-Salem, you might even want to drive over from Raleigh or Charlotte. It's going to be worth it. He's going to be there at 9. He's going to be there at 10. He's going to be back at 6. So all those opportunities. Of course, go to kingdompursuits.com and find out more about Home Rule. We'll be right back with more Home Rule. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And I find it absolutely fascinating that, that this would enter my life at this particular time. Christy and her husband, Jerry, have been friends of mine actually for years and years and years. Jerry is a publicist who helped me out years ago. Got me on Fox and Friends and all sorts of different things. And I actually did an interview on Christy's Facebook channel. And Christy, you've got, I forget the name of your show, but it's a wonderful show on Facebook.
Yeah, that was Mommy Talk Live. And I just remembered that the last time we chatted, I was interviewing you.
So the roles are reversed this time. But
that's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they used to live in Raleigh, recently moved to Hickory. And, you know, I've been familiar with your story for a long time, and I just find it fascinating that at this point in time, Peter Rosenberger, who does Hope for the Caregiving, and Jerry became friends, and the next thing you know, Home Rule is sponsoring actually Hope for the Caregiver, which comes on Sundays. And so, you know, that's a fascinating. And then at the same time, we get on this show, like God would orchestrate it, we have a wonderful, a plastic surgeon who deals a lot with other things that you would think that plastic surgeons might deal with. Because, when I think plastic surgeon, I'm not thinking bed sores and that kind of thing. I'm thinking about all sorts of other things. But he had a great question during the break, Christy, that I happen to know the answer to, but I thought it'd be great if you answered it. So I know a lot of people dealing with home health care are very interested in Medicare and those kind of things. And you guys got a big breakthrough there, didn't you?
Well, we didn't with Medicare, Robbie. Actually, we are able to bill Medicaid. So we offer services with private duty nursing for children and adults. But for Medicare, it's a bit tougher and a lot more expensive. And you've got to get a certificate of need from the state and all kinds of things in North Carolina. So we actually... Personally, Home Rule does not bill Medicare. We do bill Medicaid, though.
Well, that's
and private insurance.
So you have Medicaid, but not Medicare, and so that's a big deal, right, Doctor?
Oh, sure. The home health care is expensive, as everybody knows.
Right.
Christy, what about private insurance?
Private insurance does cover a lot of short term. They don't necessarily cover as often the long term care that is required from, let's say, a car accident or a child born not breathing, or, you know, any kind of a person who goes home who is going to need, say, 100 hours of nursing a week. And there are some insurance companies that do cover that, but in a lot of cases, people end up with different Medicaid programs. And one thing that people may not know, and I have actually met people who have qualified for skilled nursing care from RNs and LPNs who had no idea. They did not qualify for Medicaid because their income was too high, but their insurance didn't cover it. And there are some waivers within North Carolina, the CAP waivers, CAP-C and CAP-DA. CAP-C is for kids under 21, and CAP-DA is for adults. It's not income-based. So if they require skilled nursing services on an ongoing basis for, say, medications or trachs, or say they're a paraplegic, or, you know, so many different, everyone is just so unique. But there are programs. So for people who feel like they have to go it alone and they don't want to sell everything, and you know that there are people, especially as they age, who will literally sell everything
sure.
to go on Medicaid so that they can, you know, have some kind of services or be in a nursing home. It's so very challenging. And I think educating yourself, especially if you have an aging parent or loved one, or if you have a friend who, say, for example, has an extremely special needs child, a lot of times they are so busy caring for that person that they just don't have the time to go out and find out what the resources are. And there are a lot of resources. But literally, when these things happen, and you may have experienced it, Robbie, that you want to be with your loved one. You don't want to be out searching for all the help that you can get. So then you pour in everything that you've got, but there are resources. So I would just encourage people around your loved ones to throw some resources their way. I mean, they may or may not appreciate it. I know when Mercy was a baby in the hospital and people would say things to me, I was like, they have no idea, you know. But still, that reaching out, I think, is just telling somebody that you're there is so important. Because honestly, I mean, we're talking the church world here, and I had been in a church for 11 years. I love them, love the pastor, love the church, love the people. But I tell you what, once we were gone for 4 months and she finally came out of the hospital, you know what people said? Well, bring her to church. And you know, we tried. Ventilator, trach, and they're like, let's all lay hands on her. And I said, you guys have no idea. Like, one germ can kill her. Like, seriously, fragile. We're talking fragile. So we tried that a couple times, and it didn't work. And then you just kind of fall off into nothingness. And as a mom who you know, has lived that and who truly values the nursing care that comes into my home, I mean, they are truly our lifeline. You know, we work together so that our family can function. And, you know, when my older kids were younger, when Mercy came home from the hospital, I tried, but I ended up pulling them. We homeschool, and I ended up pulling them out of band, and then I pulled them out of football, and we literally were all just home. And so that really is my passion, is to support, to make these families feel supported. Because
yeah,
really,
somebody there that
other
knows.
People don't know.
Yeah.
You live that.
I do.
They don't know.
I do. We got to give Josh a little time, though, because he's coming, and we got to find out what's happening at 6 o'clock. So Josh McDowell, again, is coming to Grace Baptist Church tomorrow at 9. He's going to be there again at 10. And then at 6 o'clock, he's got something special there, too, doesn't he?
Yes. Josh is in possession of something called the Lodz Scroll, L-O-D-Z, from a town in Poland called Lodz. And it's almost 600 years old. It's a Torah scroll. And he presents that and reviews the regulations that the scribes copied to copy ancient scrolls. And it's just amazing what was on their heart to preserve the Word of God, and how one tiny error, they'd start it all over. There will be a long discussion of that, and then people will be able to come down, see the scroll, touch the scroll, And then following that, there'll be a question and answer session with Dr. Jeremy Wallace, our senior pastor, where people will be able to ask questions of Josh, and it promises to be an outstanding evening.
Where does Josh live?
He was born in Michigan. That's where it all started out. I'm not sure. I believe he lives in California right now. And let me say that after his journey that I discussed, you know, maybe the best known of his 150 books is one called Evidence That Demands a Verdict. So in 1972, he wrote this about his journey and about his study of the history of the New Testament. And it's been a landmark book in Christian circles and apologetics. It's been updated several times. The most recent edition with his son, Dr. Sean McDowell, and they've added chapters that look at the Old Testament. Well, how can we believe the Old Testament? And things like, well, can we know truth at all? Really, really starting with the basics. And one of the things he said is, in terms of why all the new additions, he said, well, the truth doesn't change, but the questions do. And that book will be available, and he'll be signing books, and so it's really something you don't want to miss.
He is a great, great speaker, and most importantly, you get to touch God. I mean, that's who he's bringing, and he's going to bring him in ways that maybe you hadn't seen before, as is home rule, which I can clearly see God's hand in, providing in this environment of today's, you know, home healthcare with all these things. So we got a little more Kingdom Pursuits coming your way. Stay tuned. And, oh, by the way, if you want to tell me which biblical monarch, I didn't think it was that hard. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Today, we're so blessed to have with us Christy McLaughlin with her new home health care company. Again, it's called Home Rule, which you can go to homerule.net and find out about it that way, or you can go to Kingdom Pursuits. I got links there for that, as well as tomorrow, Josh McDowell, that performance, all that information is there at Kingdom Pursuits as well. He's going to be at Grace Baptist Church down at Peters Creek Parkway at 9 o'clock, and then again speaking at 10 o'clock. So you could actually come at 9, right?
Keep That's right. Just and come just, and stay stay through the second service, then come back for the evening.
There you go. And so, Christy, again, one of my favorite parts, and I don't know your story. How did you come to know Jesus?
Well, when I was young, I was born into a family. We went to a Lutheran church for several years, and then started going to a more charismatic church when I was young, and I had my aunt, who was only 11 years older than me, that used to invite me over to her apartment, and we would sing songs of the day, such as Jehovah Jireh, which you might remember from
I do. I love that. I love that song.
Yeah, and she led me to Jesus when I was 7 years old at her kitchen table, and I chose to be baptized when I was 13, and we've just continued the walk. And I think, you know, my husband and I, you mentioned him, we're both pretty passionate about life. It's actually amazing that we can even get along, because we both have so many ideas, and you know, I think that we just have this innate feeling, like many people do, that we're here for some reason. And when something comes across your path, whether it appears to be good or whether it appears to be devastating, there is a reason. And there is good that comes out of it. And I would never wish anything bad on myself or on you or on anybody else. However, when I do look at what's come out of my daughter's situation, and I wish that she were 1,000% healthy. I mean, I don't like that she has to live the way that she does, but I do love that we get to reach out and help other people, and you're such a big part of that, because you've got this voice. You know, you're out there just, you know, trumpeting good causes and things that people are doing, and I love that. I just feel like we are here to make some kind of a difference. We're certainly not here to be grumpy. You know,
Oh, it is really beyond cool. And, you know, I think about the whole situation, you know, that Peter Rosenberger would come into my life, that you guys have come into my life in so many different ways over the years. And then God's brought that together in new ways. And I don't know that Dr. Kingman, I may just need plastic surgery. You know, my wife would.
There are many options, many options.
But unfortunately, I have a face for radio. Nobody said anything about my voice. But anyway, so Dr. Kingman, what are you excited about at Grace Baptist Church? What do you think, man? I got to tell people this is going on at our church, and I'm excited the kingdom's coming.
Oh yes, well, Grace is a very welcoming place where people hear the truth proclaimed. With compassion, but unapologetically, if I can use those terms. We were talking about suffering here, and Josh McDowell certainly suffered with his story, and I think he'd be the first to say, God was using this to get me to where I could minister to literally millions of people. And we hear those kinds of stories from our neighbors. You know, well, how many people do we know who say, you know, that was the worst time in my life, but that was the best thing that ever happened to me? I mean, that's what we hear. And at Grace, people who are looking for a home church will be welcomed warmly. And we just hear that over and over from our visitors and from our members.
And so when I think of the word grace, I think of the word favor.
Oh, yes.
And I don't know if you ever heard this, Christy. I just heard it this week, actually, that at the end of the 23rd Psalm, it says, surely goodness and mercy will follow me. Well, if you look at the Hebrew on that word, it actually is more like pursue, like he's coming after you. And that goodness and mercy, by the way, if you look at the actual Hebrew on that, you're going to find several of the fruits of the Spirit right there. And so it's almost like the Comforter is going to come after you. Right? It's not just like it's going to follow you. It's coming after you. He's chasing you down because you're his favorite. See, it comes back to grace.
Well, people ask you how you can get through situations like that, and sometimes you feel like there's more peace, more mercy, more grace than when you're not going through those. Speaking of mercy, Jerry just came in with her, and he said that she wants to say hello. Jerry, say hi.
Hi.
Oh.
Hey.
Hi.
Wow, on the radio.
You're on the radio.
Oh, how wonderful. What a treat. Thank you. Oh, and we got to go. I hate that. Say one more word, though, for us, please.
I want the music.
Thank you. Thank you.
Awesome.
God bless. Yes, that made my day. So thank you. Again, it's homerule.net if you want about that. Again, Josh McDowell coming tomorrow morning. It's not, you don't have to wait long. June 2nd, 9, 10, and 6 o'clock. Well, we are so grateful to you for listening to Kingdom Pursuits. We're so grateful for your listening to the Truth Network. So stay tuned. We got so much more truth coming at you on the Truth Network. Encouraging prayer followed by Masculine Journey starts here now at 12 o'clock. Thank you for listening to Kingdom Pursuits.